Well, today is the feast day of the presentation. Mary and Joseph take the baby Jesus to the temple for a special blessing. And Simeon, who was promised that he would see the Messiah before he died, declares that this baby is a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, a light. Well, we have to put ourselves in the time of Jesus to really, really appreciate what he's talking about when it comes to light. Imagine the lights are off. We're trying to help you imagine that. So you're in the time, and there's no electricity, no flashlights. It's either little oil lamps, torches, or candles. And that is what they all used. And the thing about a light like this, not to mention all the hot wax I'm now looking down at, but the fact that you walk very slowly, you can't walk quickly or the light will go out. And the light is only going to light up a few feet around you. So you have to take your time and you have to take your spaces and you have to realize that whatever journey you're on is going to be walked with this light to guide you one step at a time. That is what Simeon is referring to about light to the Gentiles. He's saying this light will be with you for all time, but you have to hold it close to you and you have to guard your steps. And you have to realize that he's going to be there. We live in a world that causes us to rush here and rush there. Hurry up and wait is oftentimes that we look at our lives. But spiritually, it's more like a long journey, step by step. Many times we don't think about the Lord in the journeys that we take in this life. But I challenge you to do so, just like holding that candle close. You want to realize that the Lord is with you no matter what stage of life you're in or what's going on. And knowing that can give you great comfort and great courage, because the grace is a power that gives us the energy to perform God's will in those daily tasks. Now, another way to look at light is the blessing you're all going to get after communion today. It's the blessing of St. Blaise. We have a tradition here at St. Malachy, a blessing throats on the closest day to the feast day of St. Blaise, and that's tomorrow. St. Blaise was a bishop in Armenia in the late 200s, a time when Christianity, you know, was illegal. And he was celebrating Mass in a person's house, because back then they didn't have their own churches. When the Roman soldiers broke in and arrested him and the altar servers and threw him in jail. And the jailer gave him some fish to eat, and one of the altar servers began to choke on a fish bone. So Bishop Blaise blessed the boy, and the boy coughed up the bone, and he lived. So the blessing of St. Blaise is about the throat. And it's a beautiful blessing. First and foremost, it talks about the healing of the throat. Blesses all ailments of the throat. And of course, you can get a bad throat, a cough. You can have other things go on wrong with your throat. But it's more than that, because in our throats is our voice box. In our voice box, we speak. And the words we say can have an effect, negatively or positively. The blessing of St. Blaise reminds us that we have to choose what comes out in what we say, or maybe what we shouldn't say, and think about something before we just blurt it out, and realize that we can cause a great blessing to someone, or we can cause someone great harm by what we choose to speak. Words are important. And the blessing reminds us that just as Christ is walking with us, he listens to what we say. He pays attention to our words. So think of Christ present with you the next time you feel an urge to say something that you know later on you will regret, and then don't say it. Or if someone needs a kind word and needs some encouragement, then to say it. So that blessing will be performed after I give you the final blessing here, and everyone will come down just as you would for communion.